Wait till you hear this, ladies and gentlemen. Hot Rise!
Don't stop praying.
Don't stop praying.
let's see what my Lord has done.
Thank you, everybody. Man, what a beautiful place. What a beautiful sight from the stage, looking out at Speedway Park Meadow here in Golden Gate Park. It's a beautiful afternoon. We happen to know, even though we're not from around here, we understand, we actually heard this from the Trailblazers, that much of the 1960s actually took place right here in this meadow. And we're happy to be a part of that fine tradition on a beautiful day like today. We're the Hot Rise Band. I'm going to take just a minute and tell you who the guys in the band are. It's with the banjo, a familiar sight to many of you, Dr. Banjo himself from Niwot, Colorado. He's the fellow who's been to college more than the rest of us put together, Mr. Peter Wernick on the banjo. Pete Wernick. Over on the guitar, from Nashville, Tennessee, actually originally from North Carolina, Western North Carolina. He's doing a great job of kind of finding that elusive Hot Rise thing. Please make a big, give him a warm welcome, Mr. Brian Sutton, please, on the guitar. Make him welcome. Please make him warm. I think that's where I was going with that, I'm not sure. Wheeling, West Virginia. Fine fiddle player, mandolin player, singer. He's kind of, he's in the running for MVP for the weekend. He's been doing triple duty already. He's a very talented guy. He's also the current president of the IBMA. Dr. Banjo Pete was the former president. Mr. Tim O'Brien on the mandolin, fiddle, and lead vocal. From Wheeling, West Virginia, now living in Nashville, Tennessee. Back on the bass, the only guy in the world who was born in Beirut, Lebanon, who was bitten by a weasel and who played on the Grand Ole Opry, and who has his own radio show, says Pete. Okay, thank you very much. Back on the bass, Mr. Nick Forrester, doing a fine job. Low these many years. Here's one. It's written by a guy who was really a friend of Tim's named John Hutchison. It's kind of a bluesy. There's a lot of wonderful blues in bluegrass. That's part of the sound that we like, and this is a nice, depressing song with a lot of spirit to it. It's one called My Little Darling.
A song that our bassist Nick Forrester composed several years ago. It was on a record called, I believe, Untold Stories. Is that right?
That's
I think
right.
That's right. And is it on our new record too? It's also on our new record. We're doing the thing which you got to do eventually is re-record all your material. We didn't get some of it right the first time. Actually, it's not the point. We didn't know we were being recorded. That was why we did the songs again. This is called The Shadows in My Room. Oh,
always here, but I never felt the shadows in my room. I hear a voice soft call, I listen, but it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall in you, mine, and my love, I think I'll go away from here, leave this house and all my past. Someone knew that I might lose and shut up.
I think you should get the recorded version and you'll see how it really goes.
That was a song that was recorded. Actually, I wrote that when I was house-sitting for Charles. Those of you who remember Charles Sautel, imagine he was the bluegrass mystery, the man trapped in a world he didn't make, the man that time forgot. And that was a particularly spooky time at his house to be house-sitting when that one showed up. This next one is a song that Pete Wernick made up. I want to introduce to you a guy who's actually out there mixing sound for us today. He had been with us for many, many years in the long, long days of yore when we used to play at Strawberry and up at Grass Valley and play at the Great American Music Hall and all these places around here. But his name is Frank Edmondson. He's back there mixing sound for us right now. Thank you, Frank. This is a song that Pete Wernick on the banjo made up while Frank was driving our bus many years ago. And Frank was driving and calling out some chord changes and sort of making suggestions here and there. And that's how this song came around. It's one called Frank's Blues. Thank you. Did you all remember to put on your sunscreen and drink a lot of water out there? You taking care of yourselves, okay? They've been baked into submission, looks like. Is everybody holding up all right? Are you okay out there? Are you still there? All right. We're concerned for your welfare. Hey, how about this event? Isn't this kind of an amazing thing that this could take place? Warren Hellman's Strictly Bluegrass Festival, kind of a good thing. Beautiful day, beautiful park, hell of a lineup, the price is right. Amazing. Happy to be here. Here's one that Tim made up, and it's one from our, I believe it's on our first record. It's one called Nellie King. We started out as a band in 1978, and we got a chance to play a whole bunch of places. Our first gig was at the Ramada Inn in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, together, Pete and Tim and I, anyway. And I think the conference was a losing weight kind of an event that we were the entertainment for five consecutive days there at the Ramada Inn. And one of the many things that we already knew was that we really loved traditional bluegrass music. We all really had an affection for Flatt & Scruggs and Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers and loved that sound. We also had an appreciation for the tradition of where the music came from. Pete made up the name Hot Rise. And based on the fact that Hot Rise was a secret ingredient in Martha White Flower, and we were all aware of the fact that Flatt & Scruggs had been sponsored by Martha White Flower, and they played on the Martha White on the Martha White Show on the Grand Ole Opry. And for us, it was a great opportunity to help literally tens of thousands of people over the next couple of decades dress up like sacks of Martha White flour. You see them walking around here sometimes. There's Martha White T-shirts everywhere. Got one somewhere around there?
Stand up.
Yeah, stand up and show the folks. There it is. Yeah. Everywhere. It's a sign of intelligence and discretion. But anyway, we're going to do something for you right now. It's the theme song. Talks about better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White, self-rising flour with hot rise.
Now you big line with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good line, Martha White.
Martha White.
Oh, you big better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White, self-rising flour.
Well, one on purpose flour.
Martha White, self-rising flour. It's got hot rise. And pies with Martha White,
self-rising
flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, self-rising flour. It's got hot rise.
So about 6 years ago, a little more than 6 years ago, we were playing a show. This was right around the time Charles was diagnosed as having cancer. And we started doing some shows. And a couple of the nights we taped at Boulder Theater. I didn't actually tell the band, but I asked some friends to tape the shows. So we had two nights of shows where these guys didn't know they were being recorded, and kind of a sneaky thing. But the net result is that we got a live record that actually includes a bunch of these songs, and the record just came out this year. I lost the tapes, of course, after I'd done this thing and had them, and I thought, oh, I was such a clever fellow for having made these recordings. And then, of course, I lost them. And my wife found them years later, which is why there's a little lag time between the recording time and the release date. But anyway, the thing came out this year and includes a whole bunch of these songs. This one, too. This is another one of Tim's. It's called Walk the Way the Wind Blows.
one too later.
All right. Free CD to the person who knows the kickoff, what that was. But only the first one wins it. This one called Walk the Way the Wind Blows. All right. That was Walk the Way the Wind Blows. But we're still not playing it. Can you tell?
Wait, I have to adjust my... Here.
Let us know if the show is too slick for you, okay? I'm going to put on the airs up here. Up along the hallway and down along the stairs, I can see the pictures that we made down through the years, and it makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. I'm truly sorry I couldn't make back. Walk the wind blows, cry the tears I cry, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking. Remember, darling, when you first came to me, all the air was sweet then, and all our time was free. But like the leaves that wither, our hearts fell away. I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blue. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cry, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. Walk the way the wind blows, wipe away. Play an old Delmore Brothers song. I always loved their sound and their duet harmonies, and the guitar picking was always fine. And they were early rockabilly innovators in their way. And we're going to do one of their songs. You need some sunscreen, Nick. Nick would like some sunscreen to the stage, please. Sunscreen to the stage. Don't throw it. Just spray it. One sunscreen. Thank you very much.
I'll throw it right back. Here, just a it's a good very idea. Helpful. Here's how it works, folks.
Handsome.
Oh, that's handsome.
Marcel Marceau and people like that?
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing this down in L.A. now on stage.
Don't talk.
That's a good idea. We're gonna get to this song in just a second. And that was a special
health tip
from Nick Forster from E-Town. Tune into E-Town on your local public broadcasting stations to find out more about avoiding skin cancer. Life's too short to deal with skin cancer. That's what Nick's motto is, and that's the name of this song, Life's Too Short. One, two, three.
Sorrow, life's too short for me to worry over you. You are gone, you are missing, other lips you are kissing. Life's too short for me to worry over you. And I'm leaving, and I'm grieving,
and I'm grieving,
and I'm grieving,
cause I'm blue.
And today I'm gone, tomorrow life's too short to borrow sorrow. Life's too short for me to worry over you.
Another heart so good and true.
That was made for your using, not for all this abusing. Life's too short for me to worry over you.
And I'm leaving.
Here's another fashion statement, folks. Make your own Indian garment with free t-shirt. But that's because it's free, because that's another sign of the generosity of this event, man. They just give you a t-shirt. It's so wild. May I make one small suggestion? It's not like this in other places. Don't get used to it. Don't be afraid to go to a bluegrass festival if you have to buy a ticket, because that actually is the way it still works in most of the world. We're going to feature Brian Sutton on a number here. Hope you enjoy it. It's one. Get Brian to sing. As I mentioned, he's from Asheville, North Carolina. Possesses a fine singing voice as well as being a stellar guitar player. Here he is, Mr. Brian Sutton.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. One, two, three. Riding on that New River train, that same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again. Now, darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love one. You can't love one and have any fun. Oh, darling, you can't love one. Riding on that New River train, riding on that New River train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again. Darling, you can't love two. Darling, you can't love two. You can't love two and your little heart be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two. I'm riding on that New River train. I'm riding on that New River train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. You can't love three. It's against the law in Tennessee. Oh, darling, you can't love three. Riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away. Riding on that New River train, that same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again.
Brian Sutton, lead voice, lead vocal. Any requests right up here in the front? You know, we don't do this often, so we're open. Radio Boogie, all right. Thank you, Jeff. That's a good one. I think we've got enough. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. We're going to take a couple of these requests. I'm sorry for those of you in the back. Couldn't hear you, but I bet some of these songs that they've requested were ones you were thinking of.
Radio Boogie.
We're going to do one in A first, and
what is that one?
I guess it's one called Climbing a Mountain, and we had a request for that from the guy playing the banjo. And it's very important to keep these things in perspective. We're at the key of A right now, and it's a good idea. We're going to get it right now. Callie Malone. Okay. Like I say, let us know if the show's too slick. This is one written by Pete Goble. This was the song of the year in bluegrass music back in 1991. Colleen Malone. One, two, three.
It's been 10 years and three since I first went to sea. I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills rushing green were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my Colleen Malone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to the grave on the head of the Lord.
covered stone. Up the pathway I climbed through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen alone. She was faithful these days I sailed far away, and it was no one but me that she loved. I remember those eyes so thin blue as the sky, and her heart was as pure as a dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. All the years of my life I will not take a wife. I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in that soft, gentle ground that is holding my calling along. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone.
We, from this new record, we have a song that's currently getting some airplay in the world of bluegrass, which is not as easy as it sounds. Radio has become a little less, in many ways, music-friendly than it used to be 20 years ago or so, when public radio actually still liked bluegrass music. Nothing against KQED, really, but sort of. They don't like music anymore. I mean, you know, public radio used to be about public radio. We own the airwaves, and they would put on stuff that was not commercial by its very nature. It ain't about fundraising all the time, but some people like news and information 24 hours a day, and that's why we have commercial radio. Anyway, this is a song that is currently getting a little airplay in the world of bluegrass, and it's one that Tim wrote. It's from our newest record. It's one called Climbing Up a Mountain. Thank you.
top. I'm soaring way, way down now. Don't wanna have to stop. Have to stop. Have to stop. Get closer and closer. Don't wanna have to stop.
Here's one that we're going to do, another one from our very first record. Thanks for all the requests. We've got time for just a couple more songs. I want you to know that we have a kind of an odd little band here, and that we've been together for an awful long time. Brian's helping us out play some of these songs without Charles Sautel. But we don't really have a plan. We just every now and then get together to play a show. And each one is really special for us because this is not something that each of us, Pete has his own band, Tim's got his own band, Brian's about 19 bands. I got this radio show that I'm doing with my wife and other people back in Boulder. But, you know, it's a very special opportunity for us to get together and play these songs. None of us is really doing any of these tunes in our other things that we're up to. So I appreciate Warren and the folks here for just giving us a chance to play these tunes. And thank you for coming out to see us. We got a couple more. Here's one. From Ola Bell Reed, it's called High on a Mountaintop.
Down below, it was green just as far as I could see. As I listened to the breeze whisper gently to the trees, I always cherish what you meant to me. High on a mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life had flown. High about the days it used to be. Well, I wonder if you ever think of me.
about the days it used to be. Well, I wonder if you ever think of me.
Ola Bell Reed just passed away last week. Fine songwriter. We'll miss her. But it is a treat to be here with you, be here with all these other fine performers. Stay tuned. Amy Lou Harris is coming right up with Buddy and Julie. And don't forget, if you want to check out, we have a bunch of those new CDs. It's the CD is called So Long of a Journey. And it's a Hot Rice CD, and they are available somewhere in this wonderful place. Thank you again, folks. I'm going to do one more tune for you. We'll see you sometime soon. I don't know when.
Hot Rise, ladies and gentlemen.